Welcome to the St. Andre Podcast, hosted by Hannah, Andrew, and Aaron. I promise you there isn't any better podcast, hosted by Andrew, Aaron, and Hannah. When you listen to this podcast, you'll hear Aaron and Hannah and Andrew too. Yeah. Even Hannah will be there, and I know Andrew and Aaron will also be there. Please enjoy the St. Andre Podcast. Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas if that was your thing. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yep.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yep. There's more.
If those
I
shouldn't
have started this. No, we're going to leave a few out.
For Scientology, happy alien.
Xenu Day.
Xenu Day.
Yeah.
I hope you make it to the final level.
Mm-hmm. May your levels be final. And
I've had a couple.
I'm dreaming of a white Xenu Day.
I think it's pretty white.
It's mostly white. Yeah.
I've had a couple things in my head that I can't get out, and it's driving everyone I love crazy.
Okay.
The first three notes. Wait, it's first four notes of Jingle Bell Rock. Do you know them?
Go ahead.
Do 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 do. That, and I just walk around saying it all day.
It just sounds like you're doing like, what is that Homer Simpson? Just do do.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Santa Baby. The beginning, but I keep saying I have rabies and I just can't stop.
I have rabies.
I have rabies.
That is very funny. I saw you post about that one and I was like, yep. That's a very legit. Aaron thing to think of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you got the seal of approval from an actual stand-up.
Well.
Hey, I'm an actual stand-up too.
Can I get a sign above my head? Aaron is, he has been a stand-up, but recently killed it on the shows we did together this week.
I killed it on a show we did together.
Oh no.
It was a two show evening.
Aaron was ready to quit after the first show.
I was.
Really?
I sat back there and I just kind of sat in a chair in a trance and I was like, why am I doing this to myself?
But he went it was a very rural crowd. Not rural crowd.
Oh.
Suburbs crowd.
And I was too city for them.
Yeah, too much city.
City boy.
Yeah, the city slicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, first one was very bad. Andrew's parents were there.
Yeah, that's the only one they saw.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, that hurts.
Had some jokes about them that didn't go good. then they left, thought I was an idiot probably, which I get. And then all of our friends came to the second show and I did well.
Yeah.
And everyone did well. The crowd was fun. Andrew crushed, of course.
I think everybody had more fun the second show. But if you went to the first show, thank you so much. I had such a good time the first show, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They were both great.
Hey.
I mean, they were both great. One of them was younger.
That is true. Younger, maybe more fun for some people.
Oh, they just couldn't resonate with your young hip energy.
Yeah. There was a lot of cross arms from old people in the first few rows, and that was tough.
They said, actually, I don't believe in a woman's right to choose.
Yeah,
they all said
that. That was their heckle, and I was like, I'm not even talking about that.
They said it in unison like they'd been practicing saying it. It was so weird.
I did have, like, my biggest bit was about Space Jam. They haven't seen that.
Oh,
so that works in the city.
Which is weird because that's such, that, yeah, like, you missed, because that's a millennial thing, right? And you're probably playing all the boomers.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna, yeah.
Yeah, your set is designed for ITP, which is good.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are gonna...
That does not mean I use toilet paper. That means inside the perimeter, which is an Atlanta thing. Can't just say ITP. There's an international podcast.
That's true. Yeah, all of our listeners in Asia will not know ITP.
Of course. Totally. I was doing Space Jam jokes. They didn't get it. And then Andrew has gotten edgy, and he was doing sex jokes.
But I'm married, so it's fine.
You did, yeah.
I don't know about that, Andrew.
I wasn't doing premarital sex jokes, but now that I'm married, I saved my sex jokes for marriage.
That's very good. They love those because that's relatable for them. They've done that
and they're married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
They're not sex. They're not gross, dirty sex jokes. But
I have
jokes about my wife's which pajamas she decides to wear
to figure out if it's sex night or not.
That type of stuff.
Yeah, it's very good.
Clean, wholesome fun.
Producer Paul, will you come here for a second? Come on. Yeah, we just need a review of the show. Come on.
Oh, Paul was there.
Paul was there.
Yeah, Paul was there for the second show.
Paul's first appearance on the pod.
A victim.
Yeah.
Yay.
Paul, what do you think of the show?
It was my first time seeing both Aaron and Andrew do stand-up. First stand-up show ever, actually.
Whoa!
I think about it.
I'm honored.
First stand-up show ever. It was really good.
And last.
Never doing it again.
Yep.
It was really good. I think it was a lot funnier for people that know both of you, just because we get your humor, and yeah, it was really good. I thought it was good.
We accept.
So you're saying we're not very like accessible.
No, I just think it's you guys are fit for the young crowd that was at the second show, maybe not the first one. it was really good.
Do you have a favorite joke of either of theirs that you can remember off the top of your dome?
Can you tell it to Hannah since she missed the show?
I missed the show.
The crowd callbacks in the first one, the lady that was talking too much was kind of annoying.
There was a very drunk lady that we had to have some words with. Yeah,
the second show was at 9 p.m. and this was at a bar. Drinks were being served.
Oh.
And in Woodstock, Georgia, 9 p.m. is the late show.
Yeah. I bet.
They've already been up for 14, 15 hours.
Yeah.
What is Andrew Stanley putting a woman in her place sound like?
He did it very politely.
Of course.
Very smoothly.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you please shush? Just a little bit.
He did the dry, sarcastic, classic, like, yeah, this is part of the show where we open it up for discussion. This is great. You know.
I was just about to open it up for discussion, ma'am. What was that? First, you just hear somebody saying something, and you're like, I heard my name. She got going, Andrew. Then like saying stuff. Yeah. And so I was like, what? And then she'd say something incoherent. And then you're like, oh, she's very drunk. Mm.
Paul, if you were Debbie in Omaha and you saw that Andrew Stanley was coming to the Omaha Funny Bone. Mm.
That is a real club.
Actually, if you were talking to Debbie from Omaha, what would you tell her about the show? Like, would you tell her to go?
Oh.
If you just want to look into the camera and talk to Debbie. Hey,
Debbie from Omaha. If you think laughing is fun, you would go see Andrew Stanley do comedy at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
That sounded like ChatGPT wrote that.
And he winked. He winked at the end for those just listening.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Yay,
that's enough. Paul. That's enough out of Paul.
If you think laughing is fun, like that is ChatGPT.
Yeah,
if you think laughing is fun.
If you like hearty har harring and...
Yeah, if that was a hostage,
that was me slapping.
For sure, that was a hostage endorsement.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please.
All right, AndrewStanleyComedy.com. Sometimes Aaron is on the show.
Yeah. How was Christmas?
Oh, it was great. Went back to Minnesota. First time in my life there was no snow. It's crazy.
Whoa, an inconvenient truth.
An inconvenient truth. It's right. It was so warm. It was like 40s, 45, almost 50 one day. I've never gone home and it hasn't been snowy and sub-zero.
Is Christmas more magical the more north you go?
Uh-huh. Mm.
A little more magic.
But you also need snow for the magic to set in, because there's also this confusion of like, where are the tracks? Where's Santa?
Yeah.
Because you normally follow his tracks.
I normally go follow his tracks every single day, but no tracks if there's mud or just grass.
Now you got to try to follow like the reindeer hoof prints and the droppings.
And I tried, and the
droppings.
They blend on the roof because, you know, how do I know? How am I going to know?
Is that a thing growing up in the North where when you're a kid, you go to the roof to check and see if Santa Claus was on your roof?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it depends on your situation, but I did have uncles and parents that got really into it sometimes, and they would like do snow tracks. So you'd step outside and you'd be like, what the heck?
But not on the roof, in the front yard.
In the front yard, but also on the roof. If you like, I remember one year I went out there.
I love
and
that.
And my dad, they were like, look it up there. And they had like done just at the top. So it looked like something jumped off the roof. And my brain, is when I was 21. I was like, I can't believe he's still doing this.
It's like, wait.
Well, the problem with that is you do that one year. And then the rest of the years, the kids are like, let's go check the roof. And you're like, we got to climb up there every year now.
Yeah. They really did themselves a disservice.
The kids know that this is a thing.
Mm-hmm. And it lasted for too long.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that guy.
Well, I'm sorry that you had a, what's the opposite of why? You didn't have a, you had a bleak Christmas.
A bleak.
What's an opposite of white Christmas? You didn't have a.
Yeah, we'll stick with bleak.
We'll stick with bleak. But yeah, and it was still fun. I'd never experienced that before. We went to our little cabin, and normally the lake is frozen over, just flowing, rushing waters.
Gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah. For Christmas, did you hang out with your side of the family, the white side, or do you hang out with the bleak side?
The bleak side. Colombians, bleak is not a word I would use to describe the Colombian side of our family. We did both sides.
Hmm.
We had Latin Christmas and white Christmas. They were both wonderful. Yeah.
What's the difference between the Navidads and the Christmases?
Well, at the Navidads, we had full Lebanese food Christmas dinner. Ooh. Christmas Eve dinner, and it was
they're inclusive.
So good. I look forward to it all year.
They are LGBTQ.
It's very funny because I'm not the only white. I'm not the only white in the family on that side. There's been a lot of marriages, but I think I'm the only one that really likes the Lebanese food, and it's so funny because they will still know, even though there are some people that clearly do not like that. They're like, my wife's aunt is just like, nope, Lebanese food for Christmas every year. And it's so good. I love it. But her husband especially is just like, you do the chicken and rice, I guess.
Oh, it keeps it classy.
It's great.
Where did the Lebanese...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. They, come in? Several generations ago, her family migrated from Lebanon to Colombia.
Oh, cool.
So deep down, Lebanese, but culturally Colombian.
That's so cool. I didn't know that.
It's very common. A lot of folks from Lebanon moved to Latin America, especially Colombia, back at certain times when there was not good stuff going on in Lebanon.
A little history lesson from the funny guy.
That could all be wrong, by the way.
But all right,
that's my understanding.
Very cool.
That's my understanding. So cool. That's my truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you had a great.
Which is great because Lebanese food and Colombian food are both.
Really good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Really, really good.
Better
really,
than really good. Your bland white Christmas food.
Although my mom made her very special beef tenderloin that is the best thing I've ever had.
Her very special beef tenderloin. Yeah. Sounds like sweet. What she calls you.
Yeah. When I'm good.
My very special beef
tenderloin. You're being a real special beef tenderloin today.
Do we have any big glaring mulligans?
You didn't say what you did for Christmas, Merry You're Christmas right. holiday.
It was very white. Very white Christmas. Girlfriend's family and then my family. Very chill. Very good. Watch Santa Claus 1 and 2.
Which one's better, do you think? The Frost one? The Frost is number 2?
That's 3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's with Martin Short.
Yeah.
That's the one where they make a mechanical Santa, right? And like no one can tell the difference. This is tough.
Get them right.
I can't. How are you having so much trouble separating Santa Claus 1, Santa Claus 2, and Santa Claus 3?
I don't know. Tim Allen, he starts to blur.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I mean? Tim Allen plays Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yeah. The first one I know front to back. I get the whole situation.
What's the head elf's name?
Bernard.
A lot of people say that Bernard was their sexual awakening. A lot of women say that. Yeah.
A lot of women say that?
Yeah.
Bernard?
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of cute, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me.
He's now that dude's a very good dramatic actor now. He's Oppenheimer.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Seems like one of those like Luke Skywalker type roles where it's tough to do stuff after you're Bernard.
For sure.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Bernard
such an
forever.
Iconic role.
It's absolutely.
Like, it's like, how can I see him as an action star? That's clearly just Bernard.
That movie made me fall in love with ZZ Top. Do you remember that scene? When they walk around the corners, the elves.
Oh, when they save him from jail?
Yeah, elves. The flying...
Elves with attitude.
Yeah, elves stands for like elite something flight squad.
Yeah.
It's very good.
But yeah, they were trying to do like
love my ZZ Top plays.
So good.
Love it.
We watched the first Santa Claus this weekend, but I haven't seen the second or third one in a very long time.
You also watched the Santa Claus? What is the deal? Why is everyone watching the Santa Claus?
Well, so Santa's a big part of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Also, how did they get that? Somebody hit the jackpot getting that movie title.
No, there's an E on the end, you dumb idiot. That's what the whole plot is.
What?
The Santa Claus. Like in a contract.
I never put that together.
You watched it this week?
Yeah. I didn't read it.
No, but the whole thing, they read the card and there's a clause.
I know what it's about.
They say that so many times.
Okay, here's the thing. It was on at my house. Okay, I wasn't sitting there intently watching it.
Yeah, he was too busy waiting for that beef tenderloin.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Just watching
isn't that crazy? It's Santa Claus.
That makes so much sense. Wow. Does everybody else know about that? Cool.
Yeah,
I actually didn't, but I wanted to let you take the fall Aaron got so worked up. For anyone that's listening, Aaron got up and put his hand on Andrew's shoe.
I didn't get up.
Yeah, you did. You shifted.
I shifted.
And he got really.
I took a shift real quick.
Yeah, you took a shift.
Quick
and
shift.
And he looked him deep into his eyes, got really worked up. So
well,
I was
he
like,
said, "I just watched this movie." And he's like, "What?
That's what? That's
the whole thing.
It's a clause.
It's a clause.
That's brilliant.
I know it's really good.
I got to rewatch the whole trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Some." I feel like parody songs, Weird Al would do that. I know he just came up with a pun and then wrote a whole song because he came up with a pun. And I feel like that's where that movie came from. No way they just wrote that movie. And they're like, oh, this is a perfect title, you know?
Do any other movies have clever titles that I've been not understanding?
Yes. Schindler's Violent List? Night. Not the same. But a play on Silent Night.
That's just a pun.
Thanks.
It's kind of fun. That's the Christmas movie I watched over the week.
Thanksgiving.
I want to see that.
Thanksgiving, pretty good. There's got to be clever ones. It makes you think of the Red Lobster slogan. I think about it all the time.
Which is?
Seafood differently.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh, now that's clever.
No, that's just good, clean fun.
I've only been to that place one time with you.
We did do that.
We did. We went on a
because we went to Red Lobster
like last January.
We went and Aaron, we were like, we should go to eat. And Aaron's like, we got to go to Red Lobster and get those
shrimp. Okay. It was the only thing right next to the hotel.
I'm just making it seem like such a...
I do remember the cheese biscuits are good.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Ah!
Yeah. Very, very good. Huh. Okay, mulligans.
Sorry. We didn't really get to talk. Your Christmas was,
it was
good,
fun.
Though.
It was great. Family time.
Great.
And I have more about it in the mulligan segment.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's why you're trying to shoot.
Yes, cool. Yes. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for watching and or listening to the St. Andre podcast. This episode is brought to you by 4Wellness. 4Wellness makes delicious, good for you products. My favorite of which right now is the recovery gummies. I'm not kidding when I say I pop these bad boys all the time. I get so excited. I just swallow them like a pill. I'm just kidding. I eat them like a normal boy. There's a ton of good stuff in these guys. There's electrolytes to aid hydration. You got glucose for rapid energy. All natural, vegan, preservative-free, gluten-free, non-GMO. Only the good stuff in here, all right? If you want to try out some recovery gummies, get that recovery boost after a workout, go to 4wellness.com. Use our code Andre, A-N-D-R-E, for 25% off your entire order. Thanks.
What are your mulligans, Andrew?
My mulligan goes back a long ways, but I noticed it yesterday.
Okay.
Day before yesterday.
Wow, deep.
You know how sometimes on Facebook it'll be like, "Hey, would you like to see all of a sudden one of the posts you did 15 years ago?"
Yep. Oh no.
It just.
What'd you do?
They're never good.
It's usually a lyric.
Yeah.
You know, a lyric or something.
Well, mine was December 26th, like 2008 or something. I was like a freshman in high school, and it just said white Kwanzaa, and I didn't know what I meant.
That was it?
Yeah. But here's the thing, I realized that it was Kwanzaa and it was snowing, so I guess I thought it was really funny to be like white Kwanzaa, but immediately deleted it.
Yeah, you're trying to make a white Christmas.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I shouldn't be posting stuff like that. Also, someone should have said, hey, Andrew, I know you're young and probably don't understand all the stuff, but maybe that's not a good idea. Nobody was keeping track.
Yeah.
I see those all the time. Why? I wish Facebook would not do that.
Do you think that maybe Debbie is the person that knew about that and came to your show and that's what she wanted to bring up, but then she drank too much and didn't know how to appropriately bring it up in the middle of your set?
She might have just been trying to save me from getting retroactively canceled.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, you every now know. And then see an old thing. I'll just have been in like middle school and I'll tweeted something like, I hate it when our housekeeper brings her husband. And I'll just be like, don't say that.
Wow, housekeeper rich.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I remember one I posted. I'm sure a girl hurt me, broke my heart. And the Facebook status was, she'll regret it.
Yeah,
that's so scary.
That's
the delivery right there too. How? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do to her?
It would just be like it was so funny. It was like back then you would do little statuses that were just like, if you know, you know. They'd be like little hints at what you're feeling.
Yeah,
that nobody could interpret unless they knew exactly what was going on.
And it's like one line pulled out of a third verse of a Hoobastank song. And it's like, if you know it's a song, great. If you think I'm just deep like that, also great.
That should be a style of poetry, but it's just comments from 2009 Twitter. Oh, 2009 tweets from middle school students.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say there is some X memory. Those pop up. A phone does it too. It's like, on this day. And I'm like,
I don't need that.
Don't need it.
I don't need it.
From you?
An X. I thought you were going to go.
I thought you
like,
meant X as in the new Twitter.
No.
But you mean X, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a girlfriend for me. But yeah.
All right.
Cool. Congrats.
I just clarified. Hey.
Nice, dude.
I was outing
really
myself.
Really cool, dude.
Straight.
Very sick.
Yeah.
Not an ally.
So my mulligan is I wish I didn't type all that stuff out when I was growing up.
Yeah, it's tough. It's also so weird the things that we did. Like, I remember thinking about, did you guys ever have AOL?
Oh, yeah.
AIM?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to have that, so I had iChat.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling us this. Your parents were like, no, there's the pedophiles on there.
That's where they live.
They literally live in the computer waiting for you.
They get you.
Come where? There's Andrew Stanley. He's so close. We just got to get him.
Look who's online again.
But yeah, the only thing I remember is I got dumped on an AIM away message. And I remember thinking that's
on the away message.
You told it said, us that. At Hannah, it was EdinaChick50. At EdinaChick50, I think we should just be friends.
Yeah.
And they dogged me at school the next day. I told you this once before.
Yeah.
Ryan Schoenbach dogged me. I remember there was like a very specific trauma. I walked down the hall and I saw him with all his friends and they laughed when I walked by. And they were like,
jeez.
Yeah, they're like, you got her, dude.
So what's his name?
Hey, congrats Ryan on your new Schnorbach. Friendship.
Ryan Schnorbach.
I haven't forgotten. And
I hope
won't.
You're 6 feet under, bud.
And you know what else? One more thing.
On a scuba diving trip in Grand Cayman.
No.
Trying to save us.
Ryan, if you see this, he'll regret it.
Yeah. You could have been Mrs. Schnorbach.
I could have been Mrs. Schnorbach. And look where you would have been now. The husband to a regionally famous podcaster.
A very niche market.
Very niche.
Dang. My name is Fly for a White Guy 889.
That checks out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. What's your mulligan?
I have, okay, one.
Your second option was White Kwanzaa.
I wish I didn't watch Saltburn with my girlfriend's family.
Mm, I watched it alone. That was probably way better.
Way better. I really enjoyed it.
There are some really upsetting moments.
You see, because of who I am and what I do,
mm-hmm.
it barely registered as weird.
Even the bathtub scene?
I thought, all right, without talking about stuff, let's talk about stuff a little bit in Saltburn. Have you seen it?
I've heard all the weird things. I haven't watched it. I do want to watch it.
Okay, there's the bathtub scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And heard everyone points out Barry Keoghan's, feast.
There are several scenes that I could point out as some of the most upsetting things I've ever seen.
Okay. So, but there's that one. I kind of think it's borderline weirder that the dude was in the bath. You know what I mean? Without getting into it, it's like, what are you doing, guy?
We can't talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, sorry.
That's fair.
Unless we're going to explain it.
We're not going to explain it.
Which we can't.
If you know, you know. It's one of those AIM Facebook statuses.
Yeah.
If you
know, yeah. I-K-Y. Wait.
So what was it like watching it with Courtney's parents?
You know, it was a lot of silence, which is good for movies, but it wasn't the kind of silence where you're all paying attention.
There was no breaking of the tension of like a joke or like
no, it's like if I could press a button and be dead, I'd probably do that.
Mm-hmm. Were you thinking while you watched it, I got to come up with something to break the tension, or were you just like, I want it to be over?
No, at one point I pretended to be asleep.
You pretended to be asleep?
I just was like, just guess, look over, I'm going to close my eyes.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. And you're like, yeah, I had no idea the bath. What happened to the bathtub?
Yeah, what?
That's crazy.
A grave?
I will say Rosamund. Is it Rosamund Pike?
Mm-hmm.
She's like the best.
She's so good.
I think she's probably one of my top five favorite actresses to watch.
She's so great.
Everything she does, I'm always like, that was good.
Yeah, Gone Girl is a special, special movie, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, it was that one. And then I even saw the one where she played the pharmaceutical rep or something. She's so rotten in that. So good.
Yeah.
She's so good in it.
Anna and I like the show Wheel of Time. Mm. And she plays like a wizard. She's awesome.
Nice.
Nice. Well, it was see the show for Rosamund Pike, but close your eyes if you see a bathtub to preserve your sanity.
No. I'm not going to listen. Clockwork Orange, just tape those bad boys open. Let it happen to you.
The acting in it all around is incredible. It's great. It's like a newer version of Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
A little more depraved.
More depraved.
Both of those actor boys are so cute.
Mm-hmm.
They seem real cute mm-hmm. and sweet.
I wouldn't even say little. Jacob Elordi, that is a big, long boy.
He's
6'5".
Really?
Yeah.
Great style.
Wow. Yeah, cool guy. Watch it. We don't recommend it,
but it's good.
I recommend it. Big time. Then the other mulligan was just for everybody involved in the Santa Claus 3. That movie sucks. That movie sucks a lot. One's so good. Two's solid. Then three is just... the pits.
It happens a lot.
The pits.
The South Pole, honestly.
It's too bad because Martin Short is so great.
Yeah.
I know. He really is.
So is Tim Allen. I think Tim Allen's so funny.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me this because this is going to be the thing I want to watch all three now.
I've been watching all three.
I've been trying to think of something to binge over the holidays, and that's going to be it. 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. It is it's a ski jump. You just start up top for one, you love it. Two, halfway down, and three, big crash.
Oh, you're assuming there's a crash after the big jump.
Yeah, it's okay, if you ski jumped.
If I ski jump,
like he could stand up for a while, then hit that jump, and it's not going to end well.
Good burn.
My favorite, the thing I noticed this time watching the first Santa Claus is that the big tension in the movie is that the mom's new husband is a psychologist, and he is convinced that their young son believing in Santa Claus is going to ruin his life.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yes, but in Neil's defense. That kid believes it way too hard.
He believes too much stuff. Yeah.
If my kid was telling all of his friends at school that his dad was Santa and like was getting detention for it, I'd be like, all right, this is.
Wait, which movie is this? Two or three?
One.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing is he's like, say you don't believe in Santa Claus. The kid's just like, I do still.
Like, I've seen the North Pole.
And then I remember he's the one that's like,
I have feelings about Bernard.
It's all like gaslighting a kid, the whole movie.
Totally. And he also stopped, which I also don't believe this part. This was hard for me to connect. When she's like, when did you stop believing? He's like, two. I was like, you don't remember what you thought of two. Sorry, bleep. Sorry.
Yeah.
What other podcasts are you going to find profanity-filled analysis of Santa Claus 1?
Yeah. That, and that's the only part of the movie I couldn't click into. Is that he stopped believing
that's
at like
two. That's the only part?
Yeah, everything else I was like, totally believable.
Yeah, flying elves that are obviously on wires. You're like, yeah. They're flying. Okay.
Of course.
As soon as I could tell those elves were on wires, I turned it off. The Santa Claus movie isn't realistic at all.
What's your molly?
It's funny. I have two. One is that this is also just very funny. It made me think of all of you guys. I was home for like a couple days. And my brother and I went out to get drinks and catch up. We were like, we're going to have a little date.
Luke.
Nice. Yes. And we got a little toasty. And I was cussing a lot. I sometimes didn't realize that I was such a cuss girl. And my dad was like, pulled me aside the next morning. I was like, can you cuss less when you're at home?
Listen, what you do in Atlanta is up to you.
I couldn't believe it. And I've never like... I didn't realize that it was something that became so like casual and cavalier, but I was like, oh yeah, like have this. But I always say it on the, it always goes up. I never use cussing in a down. Like it's never a mean. I was like, isn't that effing crazy? Like so fun.
Yeah.
I've never say it in a way that feels like, I don't think I'd ever be like F you or F you.
Right,
it's always like in a descriptive adjective way.
Yeah.
But my dad's pretty conservative. And so I was like, you're absolutely right. So the rest of the trip, I didn't cuss one time. And
so
now
you,
I cuss
so
today and I blew
so you
it.
I can do it.
I can do it. But I remember saying my mulligan is that I wish I would have not been such a cuss girl.
Yeah.
Day one.
That's a good perspective. I didn't know if your mulligan could have been on the bad side of that too. Of like, I wish I had a different dad.
That like, crossed my mind at one point.
Chill.
I was like, I wish my dad would have been friggin' more chill, but he's not.
I wish I hadn't let my dad change my behavior.
No. Yeah. And now I can't wait to start smoking cigarettes more and just cuss as I do it.
No, great dad. We love dad.
We love Tom.
And he did that in such a respectful way. He was like, hey, could you just not do it so much around us?
Yeah.
Like, that's a very reasonable request.
And then he did text me last time being like, hey, I just want you to know, I noticed you're curbing and less cussing and I'm appreciative.
What a great
that's
dad.
Sweet. Such a sweet man.
So sweet. Do you know about the amount of Tom in my life now?
Huh?
Hmm? So for the Thanksgiving, shoes? No, not the shoes. That was a face.
That's still out there.
Courtney's dad is Tom. Her brother's Tom.
Yeah. You
brother's new kid is Tom. Her sister-in-law's dad is Tom. So there's been several hangs where there's five men and four are Tom. And I am five.
Yeah. And you're like, how do I differentiate?
I hate that your dad's name is Tom.
You
I forgot
broods.
That. And it just triggered me.
Mm. Sorry, my dad triggered you so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Oh, this is just more, I guess, like a plea. I don't really know if it's a, mulligan. I think I've been hexed by a witch. I fully believe I think I've been hexed because right before Christmas, I got in two car accidents within a week. Two.
The Tesla one we know about.
The Tesla one, yeah. So I don't know if I talked about it, but the first one was when I was driving down Moreland and a homeless person wandered into
unhoused,
a very busy
Aaron.
Unhoused. Sorry, unhoused person.
It wasn't me.
No, you like it when I correct for like progressiveness.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I did it for you is what I was trying to say.
I just like that you guys have a separate conversation.
Sorry.
And Aaron's like, I really like when you correct her.
He said unhoused Aaron. And I was like, what?
You're like,
what
do I do? Did something happen? Sorry. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
Don't ever apologize. I was wrong.
I'm sorry.
An unhoused person walked into the road and someone slammed on their brakes and I slammed on my brakes. So cosmetic damage to the front of my car, which is still my fault because I was from behind. and wasn't able to brake fast enough. An unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
While that car was in the shop, I had a rental, a Tesla at a red light, bumped into me, and then had the audacity to be like, I thought my sensors would have told me I was getting close to something.
I didn't know it was to the rental.
Yes. Awful.
I didn't know that either.
Brutal.
Did you get a third rental?
No. I mean,
like it was Russian dolls?
It was also like a cosmetic to that car. And I, you know, did all the claims and whatnot. And then the day I got my car back, I also flew out to Minnesota and I had someone drive me to the airport. So they were driving the car. I was in the passenger seat and a giant rock hit my windshield as I was driving. On the passenger side, it was coming for me. Now there's a little crack in the windshield. I have been hexed. Someone is hexing me in my car. I have a feeling that they have like maybe a little paint and they're putting it in a cauldron. Mm-hmm. And they're wishing bad ill things on me. So if anyone has any dark arts training and knows how to unhex me.
Whoa. Yeah, we please. Should get a witch on as a guest.
We should.
Do we know any witches?
Or an exorcist.
Maybe an exorcist.
Back
sounds where like I'm Final from, Destination.
Where I'm from, we call it Final Destination. Death is coming back for you.
Sorry.
You call what?
Stepped on your
Final Destination.
Line.
Oh, no.
We don't believe in witchcraft. We believe in Final Destination movies.
I mean, and those movies will scare you. I've never, and I bet you guys do. If you ever see a semi with wood, you avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just good common sense.
What it made
don't laugh at the word semi and wood together. That's not funny.
It's too early for that. Just wasn't ready for it.
Sorry.
A semi wood.
So yeah, that's a mulligan, but also truly, please. This is the only time I'll open my DMs to any information you may have on anti-hexes. I'll answer all of them because I'm truly convinced.
I do have one more question about the unhomeless guy that caused all the accidents.
Oh, he's unhomeless now? Good for him.
Does he stick around?
Absolutely not. Tried to chase after him and he was screaming at me. I was like, I also don't know what to do. Like, yeah. Am I going to get you to stay? To be like, can you tell them that?
Tell the police
what
happened.
You walked into the road?
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
That's sometimes they do just be walking in the road.
Especially over an EAV. There's a lot of...
Yeah, there's some extracurriculars going on. Not a hex, but similar. You know our friend Maya?
Yes.
Love Maya. Went to high school with her. We've been friends for forever. She bought a love spell on Etsy. Oh my gosh. A woman said she could do a love spell on Harry Styles for her. I'm not kidding. And it was like $50.
Money well spent.
Uh-huh. That would be a very fun gift to give someone.
Yeah, that's the
it
best.
Would be, yeah. It's like a cameo, but way more insane.
It's like owning a planet or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, here's the thing naming that an asteroid doesn't, or something. Isn't real. Yeah.
That is so funny.
I mean, she knows a woman, if you want to.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
She's 0 for 1.
Yeah, but there's no time frame.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it could be at the end of her life, Harry Styles is in the same nursing home. And whoa. Then
good call.
They hold hands.
We also don't know because he's never seen her. What if it's activated upon sight?
Yeah, she's got to get in front of him.
This is really good. This is really good info.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She should have done someone more localized. Gosh. Just to see if it works.
Yeah. I need to start a good scam to do on people like that.
I know.
Take advantage of a desperate group like people looking for love.
Twin Flames Universe is what you mean. You know about that?
Nope.
There's a couple good documentaries out about it now.
Twin Flames?
You know about Twin Flames?
Is that the place in Buckhead where the servers are really scantily clad?
No.
That's Twin Peaks, babe.
That's Twin Peaks. Different.
What is this one?
Twin Flames Universe. Okay. Jeff and Shalia, they're two cult leaders. It's pretty much lonely people. People are going through it. Twin Flames being that there is one soulmate for you and you got to like find them. And
yeah.
It's a whole awful... multi-level marketing cult and it's ruined a lot of people's lives. There's a lot of good documentaries about it though. Check it
out.
Any
happy marriages though?
Yeah.
No. It's
not
bad.
One?
Turns out just like all the other cults, they end up getting physical with the leaders.
Isn't that crazy how they all the same outcome?
Yeah, it turns out the flames were that one leader guy.
Yeah, because he has a lot to give.
He does.
I know, which is wild. I thought it was going there the whole time where he's going to be like, for me to find out who your twin flame is, we have to flame.
I need to experience you.
He's married, Jeff and Shalia. The thing is, they tell people who their twin flames are eventually.
Oh, no.
And they now say there's a masculine and a female flame where it's like internal. So they have like made several people transition where it's like... people are like, oh, I never thought this, but I guess,
you know, what,
I've had surgeries and I've like never felt, you know, like,
oh, they make them like fit, like actually go through transitions.
Mm-hmm. It's wild. It's that is,
and they're getting
heinous stuff.
They're getting a piece of that surgery money.
I don't think so.
Maybe. Nope. They just are doing it for the love of the game.
I think so.
It's even more
love
upsetting.
The flame.
Yeah, that is more.
Maybe they're right.
Andrew said it'd be fine if they got a little piece of the money pie, but if they're not, it's just upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I at least want to know their motivation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their motivation is just creating chaos and disaster in people's lives. That feels scarier.
Yeah.
I know a lot about cults.
I can understand greed.
You do.
Mm-hmm. I like cult dogs.
I'm glad I didn't know about this place 3 to 4 months ago because I would have dove in.
I know.
I would have been like, sign me up. Me and Jonathan.
You and Jonathan going in together.
We would have been at those doors knocking.
Yeah, that's a fun little.
Let us in.
Flame us up.
Flame us up.
Flame us up. A St. Andre Easter egg that people can go back and try to find. The through line of Hannah and Jonathan almost kissing in so many videos.
And Aaron had to keep telling us to not do it.
Listen, guys.
All like, slowly head bit. Towards each other in all these different shots. It was very funny.
Yeah.
Okay. New Year's.
Yep.
What? Me and Seth were
just brainstorming.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
Were we brainstorming back there?
Were we brainstorming back there?
Release it at New Year's Eve at midnight. That'd be great.
All the times we almost kissed.
Yeah, they didn't hear that in the microphones. Paul and Seth are talking about doing a little compilation for New Year's Eve. Because, you know, people kiss on New Year's Eve. You probably don't know that. Okay. New Year's Eve. Christmas is over. Done.
Bye.
I have rabies.
Bye bye. One more. See you next year.
do we have any resis? New Year's resis for next year?
Mm-hmm.
Not reservations. Resolutions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I have a lot of private ones, but I have some that I'll. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I want to know the private ones.
I'm gonna be a wellness boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for just wellness? Not
for wellness included. I got one special gift this year that I did not ask for my brother. My brother's very head on fitness and wellness trends.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard that at night, people all over the country have been taping their mouths shut to go to sleep?
What?
Nope.
No.
He does that?
Yep, and I got a whole bunch of mouth strips. The last 3 nights in a row, I've taped my mouth shut before I go to sleep.
I hate that for you.
And
wellness, that feels like bondage.
Let me tell you,
yeah.
I feel great.
Really?
You think you sleep harder?
So you breathe only through your nose.
I get that.
Because your mouth is suffocating.
It opens up your ear breathing.
Yeah, all of a sudden I can hear great. And more oxygen gets to your brain, apparently, when you breathe through your nostrils. And the nose hairs in your nostrils filter out all the bad stuff. So it's more healthy to breathe through your nose. This is all stuff I've read on the internet. And then so my brother told me on Christmas morning. I don't want to shout out the brand of the tape.
Sure.
Future sponsor. It's literally called Hostage Tape.
All right.
Because it looks like you're a hostage.
Yeah.
It's like this just black piece of tape that goes over your whole mouth.
But doesn't hurt to rip off some like duct tape?
No. Maybe a little.
Can I wear it with
yeah, you hair? Can wear it with a beard. My brother has a beard. I'm telling you, last 3 nights, I felt so good.
Man.
And I breathe great, and it hasn't you think it would bother you so much.
Yeah.
Not at all. It just bothers Anna because she can't talk to me.
Mm.
She keeps asking me questions. I'm like, I'm already a hostage.
Wait, I have a question. Do you put this tape on before or after you inspect Anna's pajamas for the night?
Yeah, first we take a look at the pajamas, then I put in my retainers, depending on the pajamas, and then I put on my hostage tape and I go to sleep.
You put retainers and then the tape on? They're trapped?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, it helps. I don't have bad breath in the morning, really.
I was going to say, because
you're not breathing in and out of your mouth, creating all that.
You don't even have to brush your teeth anymore.
I stopped brushing my teeth.
Oh, my gosh. I bet. Lucky Anna. You pull that thing off, she goes, gimme, gimme.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's a really good name. I'm going to name my daughter that. Lucky Anna.
Lucky Anna.
Yeah.
Lucky Anna.
That's what I call her when she's angry because she's hungry. I call her Hungry Anna. Which sounds like a really beautiful name.
When she has the party jammies on.
Hungry Anna.
Lucky Anna.
Lucky Anna.
Yep.
Get lucky
except
Anna.
In the morning, she's like, I don't have on the right PJs.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Yeah. I'm like, did you change pajamas in the middle of the night?
She's French.
So my New Year's resolution is I'm going to tape my mouth shut every single night.
That's crazy.
Wow. That feels like a death wish.
Yeah,
and
it feels
okay,
a little
scary. If you want to take it to the next level, which I can tell you guys do.
Also plug your nose.
Yeah, also tape.
Yeah, and then you never have to feel anything ever again. You literally stop feeling sadness. It's crazy. The opposite of that, they make the strips that open up your nose, so you have an even more direct path to your brain. So you're breathing none through your mouth, better through your nostrils. And wouldn't you know, Hostage sells those as well.
Hostage also has blindfolds. They make check blindfolds. Those out.
They make wrist straps.
Yeah, handcuffs.
In
yeah.
my mind, zip this ties. Is...
We yeah. couldn't talk about the bathtub scene, but you want to talk about this?
Yeah, all this right. is fine. Hostage Tape, sponsor us. I'll talk about you every single week. And I'll even post a video of me sleeping through the night.
We love that.
Yeah.
I also like to believe that the man that came up with this idea was just like kidnapping people, and everyone's like, he's like, they're breathing great. They're sleeping great through the night. What if I turn this into a business? And he couldn't think of anything. He was like, where did I get all my hostages? Oh, that's fun. And then now he's just a billionaire.
The hostages
were like...
He went
from crime to billionaire status. And I love that. That's the American dream.
It is.
All the hostages were like, I thought it was maybe Stockholm Syndrome, but I think I really am just sleeping better.
Yeah.
I just feel great.
It's a real Saw situation where they're like, he saved me through all the trauma.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try it. You going
to
try it?
I'll totally try it.
I brought some to give to you guys.
So did you really?
Some. Yeah. I have a whole pack. I'm going to give you guys some.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to not tell Courtney.
Report. Just look over.
Just roll over.
Yeah. It looks like... who did what's that? The movie where their mouths get sewn shut?
Human Centipede.
I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, what is that?
What is
it? Oh, it happens in the Wheel of Time show that Anand watched with Rosamund Pike.
But I've seen that a few times.
I also have seen that.
It's always horrifying.
The Silence of the Lambs box cover has
oh, it happens
with their...
in Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
You guys not watch that?
I did. I stopped. Feminists? It started to get a little hard to watch.
We made it to like the third season and we were like, this
oh, is... The Matrix. It happens where he's like,
dude, I've never seen The Matrix.
It's special. It's a great movie.
Oh, it's good.
It does the Santa Claus trajectory too. It's a ski jump.
The first one's the best.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Big time.
What's the series where they get better? Any?
A series that gets better? Fleabag. Only two seasons though.
The Batman with Christian Bale, the second one was the best.
That's true.
Dark Knight Rises.
It did a hump. It was a ski hump. Ski mountain.
Yeah.
I'd say Breaking Bad. I think it ramped up until the last episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole time as well.
TV's different, though. I'm thinking of like, they made a movie and then they were like,
sure. Okay.
Because usually it's like a money grab. Let's make another one.
I will say Harry Potter because Prisoner of Azkaban is my favorite one.
If they're based on books, that helps a lot.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Like Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know. It's hard to say which one.
Well, Lord of the Rings is unique because someone told me the other day they filmed 1 through 3 all at one time. That's why it took so long. They didn't take breaks in between movies. They said, we're going to film everything for all three movies in one span.
Yeah.
And then edit it after, which isn't common.
Hmm.
Send us a message, guys. If you think of have a trilogy that gets better. Oh, The Godfather. Psych.
I've also never seen that.
Yeah, send us a Instagram comment or something.
Mm.
What are y'all's New Year's resolutions?
Mine, I also a bit of a health journey, but I'm gonna stop drinking for a period of time. That's like a New Year's resolution.
Like a week
sounds vague.
No, I said I wanted to try and go 6 months.
That's
just
awesome.
I just think it was for me. Like, I just feel slower. I was like, I used to, especially over the holidays, you're doing so many networking parties and you're doing stuff, and my body felt slower. It feels just slower. So many.
Thanks for coming to the St. Andrew Christmas party, by the way.
I couldn't. You told me also like 5 days before I was supposed to go out of town.
All right. So yeah, you're going to stop drinking for a little bit.
A little bit of that. And then also I really, I'm going to try cooking a new meal once a week.
Love that.
So I'm going to buy
a
new
cookbook.
Are you
doing like a subscription thing or are you going grocery store?
I'm doing grocery store.
That's great.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun. There's so many resources online, you know, like Instagram and TikTok. People have these recipes. I'm like, I'm just going to start trying them. They might be bad. I'm going to try them.
Love that.
Yeah.
Nice.
So cool. Also on the health journey. I'm not...
Less drinking,
I'm not,
more eating.
Yeah. I'm also going to tape my ass shut. Just to see if I don't have gas.
I want to see where the gas comes out. Yeah. Where the secondary escape is.
Sorry for the ear farting.
Just mouth. I have both shut. It doesn't know where to go.
It actually makes your breath way worse.
You guys made me cry a little bit.
Oh, good.
How about you, Aaron?
Oh. I guess I should probably mention golf and the sport that gave us jobs. We haven't talked about it once. That's fine.
Yeah.
I do want to get better at golf. I've never taken a lesson in all of my years of playing. So
yeah,
that's going to be a priority. And now that we're doing more like matches and long form stuff, it can be a little embarrassing. Like I played with Paul last week, and I was like, I can't swing a golf. I don't know what's going on. It was bad.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to get better. Okay. And then I'm going to be on a little health journey. Mm-hmm. I think I'll probably be counting down the months until the big day next year.
Oh.
I'm going to spend most of next year engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Fitness journey.
Whatever that means. Yeah, you know, I think that lights a fire under most people. Being like, I want to look a little better in tux.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
You want to do class pass with me and take some classes?
Maybe. Remember when we did
I love it.
Pilates month?
Yeah. No, dude, I'll take you somewhere way more fun than okay. Pilates.
That was, it was fun. It was hard.
Yeah.
Pilates is hard.
That's girl stuff, dude.
Nice.
That was extra embarrassing when it was like 11 hot women and me, and I was sweating 9 times more than them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. and then, yeah, part of that is a little less alcohol, a little more cooking. Nice. Finally, I have a good kitchen that I like, and I've been cooking so much.
There you go.
And I realized I like cooking. I just hated being in my old kitchen.
That, oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
That makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the big ones.
And those are great.
All right. And then quickly,
mm-hmm.
7 most popular resolutions. This is, I checked a few different listings. They're all pretty much these. So
okay.
I want to see if y'all can guess them. And also just how you feel about them. If you want to
mm-hmm.
like dive food. In. Lose weight.
That's for sure number
Lose
one.
Lose weight.
Number one?
Number one yep. for sure.
All right. I'll pass.
Yeah, you have to alternate.
Oh, number two. Are we commenting on how we feel about it first?
I don't know the order. So it's just.
Oh, okay. Lose weight. Another
lose
one?
Lose weight is part of health journey. But y'all are both fit and skinny. So you're probably, you might be like, I want to lose 1 pound, but you're fine.
I always feel a little bit weird when people are like, I want to lose so much weight. And I was like, it feels like people do it so drastically around New Year's. And it's yeah. never like I wish people would be more like, I want to just get a little healthier. They're yeah. like, I need to lose weight.
And that's I'm where like, I'm at.
Yeah. yeah. Just get a little healthier.
Just want to get a little healthier.
Yeah.
I'm trying to not die.
Don't
50.
Set yourself just up for a bad
I also
bad
don't like it when they say, I'm trying to lose weight, because then you don't know what to say. You're going to be like, yeah. I mean, you don't need to. You don't want to be like, no, you don't need to, but they do. And you also don't want to be like, that's a great goal for you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. yeah.
There's,
I've been waiting for you to say
have
this.
To be like, okay. There's nothing to say.
For sure.
Like, what would be a good thing we could say to somebody that says that to us?
I'm trying to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. That like, that makes them feel like there's more, you know.
Yeah.
There's community.
Or maybe say, what are you going to do? What's your tactic? Are you
going to
run? Just ask them more questions yeah. about it instead that's, of having a
it's
response.
Like John's old joke when pastors are like, my smoking hot wife. Yeah. You can't agree or like, disagree.
Yeah, nice. We just feel weird now.
yeah. mm-hmm. I think I just hug them.
You just hug them to get a feel for what they're trying to lose? Well, well, I guess I better get my last good hug in with you.
yeah.
I'm going to miss this you.
Before well, you get just all
gained,
bony.
You just gained 112 pounds.
Is that how yeah. much you think I weigh?
I have no idea. I
Sweet angel. That is inaccurate.
I went on the low side for safety.
I was smart. There's also the weight of maybe like a 9-year-old girl.
What are some more guesses? We
oh wait,
have?
Yeah, I was gonna say go to therapy. Self help.
That's not on this list. That's probably on most.
Okay.
Like work on mental health or
yeah,
meditation or something.
Yeah.
yeah, it's not on this one. But
damn.
I'm gonna say 8 most popular and give you that one.
Thank you so much.
That's nice. Nice. Yeah. Thank you. Financial goals.
Yes.
Save money.
Reduce spending. Money. Budget better. Yeah.
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 Get a significant other.
Fall in love.
Fall in love. For the lonelies out there. Not
that's
me.
Not one of the most popular.
Right.
Why am
that's
I
a
so...
weird resolution to have. I think.
Really?
No.
You could be like get out there, like try to go on dates.
Yeah. Be less sad.
yeah. This feels very personal.
no.
okay, that was our first.
okay. What are more resolutions? Read more.
That is on a few of them, but not this one.
I'm going to say drink less. Kind of that's because we
yes.
kinda, we talked about that.
Yep.
Eat better, drink less.
Great.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Also, there's you did lose weight. That was one. That's another one that's kind of similar. There's another one that's kind of similar. So they all kind of fall under the...
Get a 6-pack.
Exercise mm-hmm. more.
Is yeah, the, that's good.
So that's part of it.
We accept that.
Lose weight and exercise more are different?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got 3 more that we haven't really touched on.
All right, why don't you tell them to us?
Okay. More time with family and friends.
Oh, that is a good one, though.
Lame.
Okay.
Boring.
Reduce stress on job / get a new job.
Yeah. That's me.
Why is there... I heard a noise back there, boys.
Yeah. You guys want new jobs?
Heard a...
Two deep sighs in the corner.
Yeah. I heard like a praise.
They both did the hymn.
And then last one is less time on phone / social media. That's a good resolution.
That's an amazing resolution.
You know what I mean?
It's not great for a brand that specializes in that, but
yeah, I mean, I think less time overall, more time on ours.
Yeah, you guys should unfollow a lot of the non-St. Andre stuff that you follow so you see more of us.
Yeah, because that's good. Better.
Yeah. That should be everyone's New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. Unfollow. Mm-hmm. I do need to unfollow some folks.
I do too.
Yeah. Take out the trash.
You ever have those just like really crazy people on like you're friends with on Facebook and you're like, I should unfollow them, but then you're deep down like, I do want to see what kind of crazy stuff they're up to.
I have a lot of hate follows too.
Do you have people, this might be too dark, do you have people that are always just like on Facebook just posting that they're probably going to kill themselves?
What? No. In a sarcastic way or for realsies?
I think just mental illness.
Ooh, and they're putting that out there?
You say a lot.
It feels like they're just wanting everybody to comment.
Yeah.
And it's been years and
if
years
I get 100 likes, I won't do it.
It almost feels like that. We can cut that part, but that is one of the examples where
I've seen some red flag posts where it's like, this is obviously a cry for attention, but I haven't seen any like goodbye cruel world stuff.
Yeah. It's not somebody that I even know.
Dark.
But it's like, yep, there's another
one. There is a couple election deniers that I kept following because I was like, what are they going to say today?
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I have some conspiracy theory people I'm like, I want to know what the craziest conspiracy theories are. And I know that they're going to keep me updated because they're going to be posting all of them.
Yeah.
I only have one hate follow. That's it.
And who is it? What's her handle? What's her at?
I can't say it. Okay. She'll find it. But it is a woman and she's an actor. Yeah. And I just think her journey, she takes it all so seriously.
Yeah. I'm also
real Daniel Day-Lewis without the success.
You nailed it. Yeah. You really nailed it. And you're like, okay. Yeah.
I
so good. That is exactly what
I've been in the middle of rewatching There Will Be Blood.
That's one of the best.
It's one of the best movies ever.
So good.
He's the best. Unfortunately, he is the best.
He really is. Him and Rosamund.
Yeah.
She's not in it. You just mean overall. Just okay. Okay. I was like, is she in it?
Man, I wish. They'd be great married.
Y'all know I'm a social boy, especially when I drink.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I usually follow two random people when I go out.
Every night you come home with new followers.
Yeah, and I'm like, did I just meet this person in a bar one night? There's a lot of those, and I need to trim the fat.
Hey, we should follow each other type stuff.
Yeah, it's rare. I rarely initiate it, but it happens. Mm-hmm. You got to do it back.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for you because they recognize you from social media. So then they're like...
Well, that's recent stuff. I'm talking like years ago. There's people that pop up and I'm like, vaguely remember this person. It's a lot of those.
Yeah, but in social media, at least for me as a woman, it's so unique because you'll meet people and you kind of chat and they're like, hey, it's Instagram's nice because you don't have to give your number out. And I always get like, so because people will be like, hey, you know, like I'd love to link up and chat more about film or TV or whatever. And then you're like, yeah, just give me your Instagram and it feels safe.
That's
like,
so true.
I'm like, if you want to send me a message about it, I'm like, I would never give out my number to anyone ever anymore.
And you passively get to know more about them, which is nice.
Yes.
You're posting stories and you're just kind of like, all right, after a while, you get more of a glimpse into who they are without really like getting coffee.
Social resume of like, is this person worth keeping tabs on?
Yes. Yeah. And if they got nothing on there, red flag, run away. Mm.
In the last comment I have about the having people that you follow that you don't like, but you just need to know what's going on with them. It's kind of like the hoarding of our generation. People used to hoard items that they don't need, but now we like keep followers that we don't want or following people. Like it's just like, but I might wear that shirt again one time if I'm doing yard work. But then there's like the people version of the dirty old shirt.
Yep.
You're like, I'm going to keep it around. So keep it around in case I need to feel better about myself.
That is deep, but that's true because there's some things from high school, middle school, some follows, and you're like, but we went to high school together.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't throw you out.
Yeah.
And be wrong.
You're just scared that they're going to see it. Back in the day, people would check on followers a little bit. Remember that? I don't think people do that now, but you can still see it
if you go to their profile. Couldn't you like download a separate app that would like alert you if someone unfollowed you? That's the most unhealthy thing I've ever heard.
Amen.
I can't believe someone made that. I should find it.
just to see if it works.
Yeah.
This has been great. I'm very excited about the clip where Hannah says she's gonna sew her ass shut, and we don't play Andrew Seth.
We cut out
like the weirdest New Year's resolution.
No context. I'm just
2024. No more poop.
Yeah, I'm gonna be more feminine. Bye bye. Take my ass.
I'm going poopless next year.
Yep. Yeah. I can't wait to see what it does to my figure.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be really hard to lose weight and go poopless.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll show you.
We'll see. All right. Well, Happy New Year's.
Hmm?
Merry Christmas.
Happy White Kwanzaa.
Yeah, sorry I said that.
All right, we'll see you on another time.
If my housekeeper's husband is listening to this, I really didn't mind it that much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.